This morning we want to continue where we left off last week, and we were talking about water purification, the mikveh in opposition to the baptism. And the last time we were together, we looked at the Jewish concept of the mikveh and the summary that we gave as far as the mikveh was concerned was that the obligations of purification of the mikveh was practiced during the Second Temple period. We have not only historical material, we're talking about printed material that indicates that not only did the Jewish sources of that day teach and present the mikveh concepts, but also in secular history, that the kings who ruled in Jerusalem were well aware of the mikveh and its significance, and that we gave you several references to read for more detail in the mikveh. We said that the mikveh passed just the surface water purification rite, that when the individual Jew is fully immersed in the mikveh, that individual is in perfect harmony and unity with God, and he returns to that time in the garden where there was nothing between man and God. So that is the height of the spiritual significance of the mikveh. This morning, we want to begin and talk about baptism. We talked a little bit about baptism last week, and I'll make this observation that in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 2, it talks about the doctrines of baptisms, plural. And I made the statement that if baptisms, most Christian commentary says that this must be understood in light of the Jewish teaching of water purification. In other words, the mikveh. They won't use the word mikveh. It says water purifications are the Jewish washings, are the terms that you will find in the Christian commentaries. The observation that I would make is that if the washings are to be understood in a Jewish context, then I say that the other things that are being taught there in Hebrews chapter 6 must be understood in the same context. That if the washings are to be understood as based in the historical Jewish